Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Protecting children from obscene LGBTQ performances in Florida. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, the Bible is very clear that parents are to raise up their children in His way, in God's way, and teaching them God's word. And then they will return to it if they walk away. But what I don't understand is parents, they have these precious children they have been entrusted with, exposing their children to this obscene LGBTQ performances. You know, I think that the bottom line is, if these people who need Jesus don't have an audience, they won't have a reason to perform. But because these parents are taking their children before, in front of these people in these performances, they're going to keep doing it.
Yeah. We can hardly describe what is going on in Naples or what attempts is being attempted to go on in the public park, in a children's park, frankly. But this happened in 2022. And in 2022, we have photographs. Actually, Liberty Counsel filed a brief in this case because the ACLU has filed suit on behalf of this Naples Pride against the city of Naples.
And granted, Naples, Florida is a predominantly very conservative city.
Right.
So this is quite a shock.
2022, this particular Naples Pride had an event out in the public park where you have children and a children's playground. And it was so obscene, and that's where we have the photos and we have the videos from what they did. They had scantily clad men in clownish women's dresses. They were gyrating in a wild fashion. They allowed and really encouraged children to bring dollar bills to come up and give to them or to put them in their underwear. It was like an outdoor strip show.
Mm-hmm. Right by a playground.
By a playground, and it was enticing kids and indoctrinating kids.
Right.
And so when the Naples officials saw that happening in 2022, when Naples Pride applied in 2023 and in 2024, they said, no, you can't have it out there in front of the children. You would have to go inside, and it would be an adults-only event. And so for 2023 and 2024, Naples Pride did that. They applied and they went inside. It was an adults-only event. You couldn't bring children inside. But then in 2025, for June, they want to have another performance, and they want to do it outside in the public park, in your face, right there by the children's playground, and do what they did in 2022.
So granted, the Naples City Council voted 5-2 to move this drag show indoors and put the adults-only restriction on it. But then this Naples Pride group filed suit because they wanted to have it outdoors in front of these children.
Yeah, like they did in 2022. So Liberty Counsel, we communicated with the Naples City officials to represent them. We ended up filing an amicus brief on behalf of parents, defending the rights of parents and defending the action of the Naples City Council to restrict this drag performance so that it's not out in the public. And in fact, in Florida, there is a specific Florida law regarding these drag shows, and it prohibits these drag shows from being performed in the presence of minors. So there's already that was passed just recently by the Florida legislature and signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, it makes it a crime to conduct an adult live performance in front of children. A crime.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's on the Florida legislature books. That's in 2023, Florida legislature passed SB 1438, the Protection of Children Act. This act is now the law in the state of Florida, and it makes it a crime to conduct an adult live performance in front of children. According to the law, an adult live performance isn't simply limited to drag shows, but any show, exhibition, or other presentation in front of a live audience, which, in whole or in part depicts or simulates nudity, sexual conduct, sexual excitement, or specific sexual activities, lewd conduct, or the lewd exposure of prosthetic or imitation genitals or breast. And that's what we have here with this 2022 performance. So we know the template of what they want to do, what they did do. And that's exactly what they want to do now. So there are several things in Florida. This particular law that was passed in 2023, the Protection of Children Act. So if Naples were to allow this, it would be a crime for those people who are participating. And number two, what we also argued in our amicus brief is that this is obscenity. And that is not protected by the First Amendment. Obscenity with regards to exposing children to obscenity is not a protected First Amendment free speech right.
Yeah, people just, number one, you don't have the right to do that to children. These are vulnerable children. And to them, they probably think, oh, this is fun. This is like a circus or whatever. But again, if they're gyrating, you know, sexual organs and whatnot, the whole idea is to get these kids to think this is normal, you know, and to sexualize them in an inappropriate way.
Well, and it's one thing for these families to bring their children and then encourage them to give dollar bills, as they did in 2022, into these people's garb. And that's problematic. I think that that's abusive to these kids.
Oh, yeah.
But on the other hand, there's also people that are just going through the park, and they're going there with their kids. And they're not wanting to bring them to this obscene type of performance. No. But they go to the park on a Saturday or whenever, and they're now confronted with this obscene display. And so that's what we are representing here in this amicus brief, is concerned parents that don't want their kids or the kids of their community exposed to this kind of filth and trash.
Yeah, it'd be like taking your children in a stripper bar. You know, that it's the same kind of motions that are going on, the, you know, twerking and what, and we have pictures that are on the brief if you want to look at those on our
They're pretty shocking
press release. That explains it all. That's all you need to know.
These are not just men dressed up in clownish women's outfit. These are men in drag, dressed up in very sexually provocative ways and performing very sexually provocative moves and gyrations and exposing themselves to these kids and to the public, out in the public. I mean, this is the face of the whole agenda of this LGBTQ agenda, and that is this abhorrent sexual activity that is in your face, forcing it on people and coercing and, frankly, indoctrinating and grooming children.
And trying to normalize it.
It's wrong. And, frankly, you know, the public has rejected this and is rejecting it. It's the same kind of ideology that you see where you have boys or men going into girls' women's sports and invading their private spaces and competing in their competitions and taking their awards. This is the absurdity of the abolition of gender. We talked about this years ago when the so-called LGBTQ, it had different initials back then, was in its earlier phase, that what this is all about is the abolition of gender. And we did that in the context of same-sex marriage. When you take a specific gender-based relationship, male and female, and then you ultimately say that it doesn't really matter anymore whether you're male and female, you can be two males, three males, whatever it might be, you have literally gone to the very core of our society, a very gender-based, common sense, biblically ordained relationship, and you've attempted to abolish gender. The consequences of that are significant in both morality and your understanding of God and your understanding of who you are as an individual created in God's image.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I just pray the truth will be revealed in this situation and these parents' voices will prevail and this will not be allowed to be exposed to children. I pray the governor would actually intervene and speak up as well. And obviously these parents and these performers need the Lord, but I'm glad that we were able to intervene, and I pray for the truth and justice to prevail.
Well, they don't have the right to put basically a strip bar right out there in the open and have these sexually provocative events where they're exposing children. You wouldn't be able to take your children into these other venues. You shouldn't be able to take that
right.
venue out into the public
right.
sector as well. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.